Sergeant Dan Gallagher is from Mission Beach. And Sergeant, thank you for your time this morning.
No worries, Madonna.
Just tell me about the harrowing time the residents of Mission Beach have had overnight.
Well, Madonna, we've managed to get out this morning at first light and have a look around, and it really we've a community that's been quite devastated. Vegetation down, absolutely everywhere, trees missing. We're slowly making our way through. We've had to get people with backhoes and stuff to be able to get down some areas.
I suppose the good news is the Premier outlined a little bit earlier is that at this stage there doesn't seem to be any loss of life or serious injury. That's your understanding in Mission Beach?
Yeah, that's right. At the moment we haven't had any reports of that. We've still got areas within our community we can't get to, but we're getting feedback from some people to say that the damage isn't too bad in those areas, so that's been a great plus for us.
When you say the damage isn't too bad, can you explain what damage has been sustained that you've been able to view?
Okay, well, first of all, even just on our police reserve, we've got two police houses here. They've both been damaged. One with a tree across the roof, a fairly large tree. If anybody's been to Mission Beach, they'd know that we really are where the rainforest meets the beach, and we border right onto a rainforest of some very large trees. I've just been getting some feedback. It appears that we do have some houses that have been destroyed in various locations around. We've had the storm surge has not been too bad in the southern area, but I believe in the North Mission Beach area, we're actually can't even get through the roads there at the moment.
And with that in mind, does that mean that you would expect that it's got into properties in that area?
Yeah, look, some of those lower-lying beachfront properties, yeah, it would look like we've probably had a few of them inundated, though we were fairly lucky. It doesn't appear that we had as much of a storm surge as what they had predicted. And we were lucky that we were on a fairly low tide, and we were on the down for the tide when it did come through last night.
And what's next for you?
Well, at the moment, I'm manning phones and keeping people up to date and seeing what I've got. I've got three cars out at the moment. I'm lucky to have had some staff from other stations who live in Mission Beach to be here with us. We actually all bunkered down. We've had about 15 adults, 10 kids. We've had 10 dogs, two fish and a bird all in the police station for the last 2 days. So we've all been hanging out together and keeping each other safe. And the first thing this morning, my guys and girls are all out and about, and we're out making sure that everyone in the community is safe. And,
would that mean that you've got some of the people from, say, Cardwell in there as well, who haven't been able to get back to their homes just yet?
Look, we've got I've got two staff from Tully who reside in Mission Beach, and a person from further north who is down here on holidays at the moment. So we're actually all friends. We do spend a bit of time together anyway, so... it's not been a problem. I also, I've got an admin who works in Innisfail who lives here with us, and also the local paramedic. We've had him staying with us. So we've got ourselves pretty organised here at the moment.
All right. Well, the best of luck, Sergeant, and thank you for taking the time to talk to us this morning.
Thank you very much.
17 minutes to 9, Sergeant Dan Gallagher from Mission Beach.